Hi, everyone. Welcome. Hi, Lauren, Lisa. Hey, Ofra, Justine, Jennifer. All right, I'll just take a moment for folks to arrive. And so, for those of you who are here just taking a moment to let yourself arrive. Turning off any distractions. This is our fourth Get It Done Day. Hey, Stanley. Hey, Dottie. All right. So I don't want to take up too much time. So my invitation, and everyone can do this on their own timing, but just inviting you to lower your gaze or close your eyes and taking a few deep breaths. And as you connect inward, feeling into and calling in the energy that you'd like to accompany or guide you in today's process. And there's no limit to who or what you can call in. It can be energy of fun. It can be royal. It can be the energy of the fool from any sort of system or framework that appeals to you. And really taking a moment as you breathe in to breathe in that energy that you'd like as support, as inspiration. And letting that energy, as you commune with it and connect with it, support you to set your intention for our time together today. This special time to connect not just to the task that you're doing, but to your work in the world, the transformation you facilitate, the impact that you deeply desire to make. And from there, let's take a deep breath in together and sigh anything out. So, breathing in deeply. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes. And without further ado, I will create the quiet working room that you are welcome to go into. And I am available for questions, for any moments where you might get stuck. And to reassure everyone, or because I think that we cannot say this enough, is that wherever you are is totally okay. It's perfect. You showed up. And we're here to support you. Joanna's available on Facebook. You can ask any question and like inner or outer if you're stuck or overwhelmed. And it's great that you're here. That's probably the hardest part. So we are going to do a 45 minute work time, and then we'll take a 5 minute break, and then we'll get into the rest of our time together. So if you want to go ahead, let me did I forget this last time from last? All right. I'm opening a room and no one is assigned. So you're allowed to go into that room if you would like. All right. And I'm going to set a timer and then I will be with you.
Otherwise, we're just staying here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Justine. Oh, Lane, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I have two questions, and my first one might be premature because it's more related to the how than the what. And I feel like we're focusing on the what right now, but I'm wanting a little more clarity about the shape of what I'm creating.
Yeah, that's totally welcome.
Okay. So just quick what it is. It's a program for writers who have started a large scale work in progress, but are stagnated. And it's designed to support them on the outer level to make meaningful progress on their work in progress. But also to elevate their process and really recalibrate and revive their relationship with their creativity. And I've worked out the steps more or less. I mean, they'll probably change as I get deeper into the planning. And it's going to be, I think, between 6 and 9 months, the program. And I'm thinking maximum of 10 people. I want to keep it pretty intimate. And I want to have 90-minute modules focusing on each of the steps that are similar to like what Joanna does with Sacred Depths, focusing on a particular theme and having interaction in those modules. And I want to also have these have get it done sessions like this and a weekend each month that's optional for people to have extended co-writing where we're in contact via chat and supporting one another via chat. And I also, I'm going back and forth on, I think I want to have individual coaching sessions as well at the beginning, the middle, and the end for each person. And or Q&A sessions, which are kind of like creative group therapy. So it's like a round table type of thing where everyone has a chance to talk about, present their creative challenge, and then everyone will have a chance to weigh in and offer support, ideas, encouragement, etc. So those are the elements. I don't know if there are too many elements. I'm not sure about the length. I'm not sure about the frequency. I don't know. I would just love to get your input.
So what's your sense of it? So it does sound like a lot. It sounds like a lot for you to facilitate and to hold space for, I think, like the, you know, but that's really up to you. I think the main question is like, what's your sense of what your ideal client needs the most? Because, right, I feel like people, you know, different people need different things. And I think also people who are working on projects, you know, they might need more than 90 minutes. And so maybe the weekend chunk is actually the main get it done time that's helpful. Or maybe it's, you know, I don't know if it's people who have, you know, like other jobs or who write, you know, if part of the steps is around facilitating a writing practice and writing whenever you can. And so this gives them an opportunity to, even 90 minutes gives them an opportunity to get into it. So I feel like, because it sounds like a lot for you to do. And that part of it is also, you know, because there's like the actual work, and it may be that, it's like the actual work on their like manuscript or whatever they're working on, plus inner work around reconnecting to the creativity. And so then, but then it sounds like there's also a part and some individualized support. But then it sounds like there's a part of it that's also about sharing the writing.
No, not sharing the writing, just more the challenges around process. So we're not doing any workshopping or sharing. I mean, people can do that with one another if they feel like their work is in sync. I want to create a space where people have independent relationships if they really feel a connection with someone and want to swap writing. And I would encourage that, but that's not part of the
So what you were saying, that's like Q&A and like that would be the piece around sharing around process.
Yeah. Whatever the particular block might be, and everyone will have a chance to present.
So I think it sounds great and really thorough. And I think that like the main like tension is that, you know, how can you maybe like streamline the number of meetings or connection points, that there's a healthy and helpful equilibrium between being supported and also having time to get their stuff done. Where it's like, you know, the output that they're working on is balanced with the input of the program. Because it could also be like, okay, let's do, you know, like a 15 minute exercise or even a half hour exercise to get our, you know, our creative flow going. And then we'll shift into, you know, 2 hours of work or whatever. But I would think like, what does your ideal client want, depending on where you'd like them to end up? If it's like, you know, on the inner and outer levels, is it a certain number of pages or like that's, you know, because it might be different for each person. So like some sort of, and then, you know, a reinvigoration around the creative energy, and what might help to support that, how many like times together. And then the other thing is like also asking, what are you excited to facilitate? What would you be excited to do? Because you know, which of these components are you most excited about and would be most helpful or would have been most helpful to you as a writer?
In terms of which of the steps?
No, which of the components of the program? A weekend, get it done, regular get it done, the Q&A parts, the teaching parts, and what would you like to facilitate?
I really, the round table is the thing I'm really most excited about probably. And then the teaching part as well. And just creating I'm really excited about creating a structure and some outer accountability for people so that they don't have to put so much energy into getting themselves into the writer's seat.
Right. So I can totally circle back, but if you list out all of these different components and think mm-hmm. about what would most help your ideal client based on the endpoint, mm-hmm. and then lean into, if you start with what you, the teaching pieces yeah. and the roundtable or Q&A, and then you can see like energetically and time-wise, and just thinking of like a schedule with blocks, how much else you want to offer that would support them to get to the end point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's super helpful. And you're right about that balance between providing the support and giving them enough space to work on what it is they're working on. You know, I don't want to have so many components that they have no time actually to do the work. So yeah, that's a delicate balance. So I'll have to think about that a bit. Yeah, thank you so much. My other question.
Sorry, I want to get to Lisa and then I can come back to you just because I see another hand raised.
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hello. All right. Oh, you're muted.
I'm muted. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Mine kind of dovetails, I think, off of Lane's, but as I'm going through these steps and getting more clear about starting point and ending point of this journey, it's like I have too much stuff. And so I'm trying to figure out if I take a different segment of the journey, or if I just need to keep looking at like the question you just asked of what do they really need? I'm getting hooked somewhere in there with either being like overproductive or feeling like there may be an outcome or a possibility that I want them to really have integrated by the end of the journey that I might be taking more responsibility for than them as I'm creating.
So what feels too much, the content or the pieces, like, you know, like Lane was sharing around like the different components?
It feels like the content feels like too much. When I think about really this process of slowing down so that people can integrate and go at the speed of their nervous system, that is not really what I'm creating. Mm-hmm. It's more of teaching. And so I think that there's a way that I need to sort of reframe my thinking around this. And I haven't, like, I've got a current pilot program that I'm doing right now and am playing with that balance. Right now, and what I'm creating for Curriculum Lab is the next iteration of this group.
Right.
So
what's your question, or where are you stuck? What might be most helpful?
Yeah, I guess the question is, when I'm finding myself in this space of this feels like too much, do I need to look at the journey and modify the journey, or looking at content and seeing, like, putting it through the sort of litmus test again of is this really necessary? Does this add a lot to the journey? And since I haven't delivered it yet, I don't know like what my sweet spot is. It may be that it's not this whole journey. So
right. Yeah, it's a great question. Before we get into that, like something that you said that like you notice that there's a lot of teaching. And so what would be the other piece that is important like to have? Would it be like integration or practice or?
Yeah, like process and integration. Yeah. So, and the kind of the flavor of the group is really an integration process. It's like it's an integration holding where people can take bold micro moves or big moves and integrate the principles that they've gotten from another program, a previous program, and have some solid support around doing so.
So I wonder, so I think there's a couple of things, and I'll share with you and let me know if it's helpful, and then we can go deeper or further. I think like at kind of like a basic level, if there's too much, then you either need to extend the journey or do less content. Mm-hmm. And so I think, so that's just kind of like on the basic level. I think the other piece to look at is, you know, if you, let's say you have, how many steps do you have? Do you know that?
I don't know that quite yet.
Okay. So let's say you have 8 steps. You know, you can go like step by step and see if like for each thing that you're teaching, for example, there's enough space for integration. So it's not just like, you know, people are just like consuming content without any time for process or practice. I think mm-hmm. the other thing is that, so it might help to get clear on the steps or clearer on the steps. And then you can see about like which ones are actually like necessary. And if you know like where your client ends, is every single one of them necessary for them to get to that endpoint? Mm-hmm. Or are there ones that like could be a video versus a class? Is there anything that could be extra credit? Is there anything that doesn't have to come in the form of a teaching?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, you know, and then the whole other thing is like, you know, if you want to do a 6-month thing and that's what you have the capacity for, then that's part of like what will lead how you create the container in the course. Where if you say, okay, like I want to focus on doing something for 6 months and then you prioritize what is most helpful. And it might not be the full journey. It could be part one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that help? I feel like it's like a bit general, but does it help you with the next step?
I think so. I think that in my own creative process, it's easy to get overwhelmed right here at this point. And so I think fleshing out the steps more is probably what will be helpful in knowing where things land. I think that there's some resistance to like sitting down and actually doing, you know, actually writing out the steps.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like I deal with overwhelm a lot. And in a way, it's like, you know, the familiarity of like the spinning. And then there might be kind of like a, you know, well, if I like narrow down or actually, you know, well, I forget about these other things. And I wonder, I mean, what's coming up for me is like, I wonder if it's actually like getting pieces of paper or and writing things out so you can see a pile to the side that you can always then bring back in. Mm-hmm. You know, or something more material might be grounding and also help you to see what's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's hard to organize my thoughts. And so I think that's part of the sticky part of my process is like how to actually get it out, like extract it from my head and get it into some people, like I have post-it notes and all of that, so I can with organization and all of it. I'll keep working the steps.
Awesome. And come back later on if you have questions, or even if it's like in 10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll do the next piece for sure. Thank you. All right, Lane.
I think Francesca has her hand up.
Yeah, but you were waiting for like your second question. So do you want to go ahead with that?
Sure. It's probably an easier one. I'm wondering where the boundary is in my participation in the program, because I also was thinking I wanted to work on a project as well during the time that I'm supporting the other writers. And I'm just wondering, is that appropriate or not? I mean, I kind of want to be doing it in the spirit of the coach who does the drills with the players, you know, not because I want to use it as my workspace, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I'm just uncertain about the boundary and if I should just keep my work entirely separate from this thing, or if it would enrich it to participate.
I think it depends on what you're participating in and how you're participating and like the energetics of it, because, you know, like you can speak about your own experiences, and a lot of it I think will be like based on your experience as a writer and things that you've done to get out of, you know, where like, you know, in the places where you get stuck, or your own experience of, you know, having lost kind of like the passion or the flow. And I think that there's a way to, yeah, and I think it's like, tell me if I'm getting this right, but it's kind of like balancing, you know, like normalizing and having like a level playing field. Yeah. And also at the same time, holding the space of, you know, around leadership and and expertise.
Yes.
And so I think a big part of that is like would be the energetics.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, like you would need to, in anything that's happening, I think you would need to prioritize the clients.
Of course.
Right. So obviously, so I think, you know, maybe in like the Q&A, I think like you could probably do some of your work. Yeah, but not as much as it, right, if you were a full participant in someone else's program. But I wonder if like, if there were specific questions around certain components, or like a more specific question around how you would be participating that might be problematic.
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, I would, in the teaching part, I'm teaching, and actually in the Q&A that I would facilitate, I would be an equal, the idea is a round table, and we're all contributing equally. But I don't think I would center myself, you know, as I would center the clients in presenting a problem, a creative challenge. I don't think I would participate in the same way as the clients would, just to keep it clean as far as the energy goes.
Yeah.
I guess I would just want to do my own writing, maybe in any kind of get it done situation.
Totally.
I think that's the only context where it would be appropriate. And then of course, as you said, sharing my experience from being in the trenches, so to speak.
Totally.
What you say, it's just, I guess it's just really important to be deliberate and clear about the energetics and the boundaries.
Totally. Yeah. And I feel like it's like, you know, like Joanna says, like, you know, like everything comes down to energetics, and yeah, so being clear about that, I think, is the main thing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Hey, Francesca.
Hi, Inbal. How are you?
I'm okay. How's it going?
Good, good. I have a question regarding structure and process, actually, and I thought you might be a good person to provide some advice on that. So Picking up on the point that Lisa made earlier about, you know, feeling a little bit overwhelmed about how to get all of the ideas and the different pieces down onto paper. And I've been sort of struggling with the same thing in that my program is 12 months. And so it's quite a lot of content with quite a lot of space in between so that people can integrate the knowledge and sort of apply it before we come together again. And I've been struggling a little bit with like how to put that on paper. So, you know, I've got like, you know, a table version where it goes across and I've got all these things that way. And then I've got like the Word version, which has got, you know, the title and then like what the content's going to be and then the additional notes and then like the time it's going to take for things. And I was just, neither one of them is quite working. So I was wondering how have you done your work? Like what sort of templates and things do you use just to sort of provide a structure that you can then sort of plug your own information and structure into, if that makes sense?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because I wonder if like you jinxed yourself when you're like, I feel like you could help me with this because I'm so neurodivergent and I think this is very individual. So I'll just share with you, like right now I'm thinking about, you know, like what sort of calendar would be helpful to me. I'm just using this as an analogy. I'm not going to like take up or a metaphor, but, you know, so it's like on one hand, the annual one could be just way too overwhelming, but I like context and I need to see like how the months relate to each other. So I'm like, maybe I get a seasonal one. You know, that's like 3 months or, you know, and it's like, I don't want to have like 3 different calendars. So I think it's like, for me, like what you described as, I think, you know, cause it's like, we want something that, you know, we can zoom out, but we can also zoom in. So, And I wonder if, you might need different things at different times of the process, right? Because let's say you're looking at like the annual, you know, if we use the calendar metaphor. And so you want to have, like, you see how the journey goes across the 12 months, but then you'll also have, you know, maybe for each season, and then you'll have one for each month. And then within the month, there will also be, so maybe it depends on where you are in the process right now.
Yeah. I guess for me, the challenge is that it's such a big course and I'm also doing additional research as I'm writing. And so then what I think is potentially like a small module here turns into a much bigger one because I'm, you know, adding new information and because I'm trying to, it's sort of bringing together embodied practice in and of itself as a topic with the science around why it's important. So that's why they're getting bigger and bigger. And one of the things that I'm struggling with a little bit is having like a template or a structure that enables a flexibility so that I can plug information and move it from like one place into another. So I've been looking at different types of software that might enable me to do that effectively. So one of the ones that I have some experience with is like Trello boards. I'm not sure if you've heard of them before.
I was just thinking of Trello or Miro.
Yeah. So, but I just wondered, I mean, we've got a massive brains trust of really powerful, talented women in this space. And I just wondered, you know, that's what I was sort of, when I asked Joanna if she had particular templates, because just sometimes having an example of what has worked for other people is just really helpful in supporting me to then sort of take what's appropriate and what works for me, but not having anything is kind of something I'm struggling with. Yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder, I mean, I think it's so individual, and I feel like there's a couple of different, you know, because you could also have like, I don't know, I think like a Trello board with links to different Google Docs. If there was like a document per month, and then there was one document with like, you know, links that then lead into other links, like some sort of, you know, chain reaction, or that you could go back, Yeah. And like, just depending on whatever thing you're working on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't, like, there's nothing that's like coming to mind that I could, that I could name. I think, have you asked this in the Facebook group?
I'm not currently on Facebook. I don't have that as an additional source of support. But yeah, I just wonder, you know, someone's just said that they've been struggling with this as well. So I guess, I just wondered whether if it might just be helpful, for example, to see a way in which Joanna has approached, like even the development of, say, the course that we're currently in, like what was her process, just to give us a sense of, oh, that's like one way that someone's done it, and that might work for some and may not work for others. But just from my perspective, I would really appreciate that kind of more structural approach in terms of how it was laid out, so that I could look at whether that's suitable for me.
Yes, I'll definitely share this with her. She did share, but it's very general. Because I think in part because of like her experience, and I think also because of, you know, how her brain works. So I can tell you, like, when she's doing workshops, you know, she has like a paper outline printed out. Mm-hmm. It's pretty general, because there's a lot in her head, and then there's some notes that she'll do the morning of based on like what might have happened the day before. But in the beginning, you know, it's like away from the computer, and it's writing things out, you know, by hand, and then doing another draft like by hand. But that's as specific, not for lack of transparency, but because it's just that straightforward for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I take that input, and, you know, I'll look at the chat and can see that, like, you know, it's kind of like more examples maybe of ways to organize information or to approach the process, like, you know, more materially.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah, I would really, really appreciate that. I mean, I'm going to set up my Trello board, and if I feel like it's working for me, I'd be happy to share like a template of here is how I've structured mine. But yeah, I just think that there's probably people that have been doing this for a really long time within this context as well. And, you know, we could all learn from each other in a way that feels really supportive too. So,
I had a thought. Go ahead. Did you finish what you were saying?
No. I'm happy for you to jump in.
Well, I'm wondering if, like, you know, that someone could, you know, share this in, you know, if someone shares it in the Facebook group, and I'm even thinking like the more general, like her broader one, you know, the Coaching Revolution one, not just the Curriculum Lab one. But if there's someone on Facebook who is willing, you know, and it's interesting because for me, like, I like Trello, and I also like need things right in front of me.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it's so old school.
Yeah.
It was like, I love my Google Calendar, and then I also need like something every day, or, you know, so it's, yeah. Let's see if we can come up with like general suggestions.
Yeah, that'd be great. If you can just take that back as some feedback, or a request for additional support, I'd really, really appreciate that. And I'll keep working on my stuff, and we'll just see where it lands.
Right on. And I saw your other questions, and I will, I'll reach out about that.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for bringing this forward.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, Juniper, I just needed to send a quick message. Thank you. How may I support you?
Yeah, no problem. I just saw that there was a lull, and I have I've been putting together an outline that I was going to share in the Facebook group, and I thought if there was time, I would love your feedback on it. But it's really more of sharing an outline with feedback, so I don't know if this space is better for other types of questions.
I'm totally happy to look at it. Is there like a specific point of feedback that would be helpful? Like, is it like, you know, a quick look through the overall journey or one specific step?
What I have right now is, I think I did actually suss out the basic arc, the journey I want to take people on. But when I look at the list of things I want to do on that journey, it still looks like it's probably way too much. Yeah. And that's where I am right now still. So I guess I don't know how much you could do quickly, but if you can look and just if you get a hit, like, actually, I think this might be doable if you get it in the right order, or a hit like, maybe it should be longer, or you need to cut out half of this.
The overall journey should be longer.
With all the practices I want to put into the journey, I think the journey itself is solid.
Also, right. No, but when you say whether it should be longer, do you mean the overall journey?
Yeah, like should I add more weeks to the course to fit in more of the content for the journey steps? My journey, I can just tell you if I look really quick, is the basic arc. I'm having people, we're starting with understanding. So my course, it's the Rewilding the Spirit course. Mm-hmm. The first step is really to understand frequency and vibration and how we're working on energetic levels in this process. The next step is for me to help people see the places where they are over domesticated. So where they don't realize how much they're being influenced and their wild nature is being dampened down. The next step then is to look at all these, the tools and techniques and the processes that we use to actually free ourselves from that. And in this course, especially in partnership with the natural world. From there, we actually do the work, do the unraveling of those beliefs. Then we come into lifestyle and integration to support maintaining that newfound freedom. And then at the end of the course, it's sort of just a turn towards expansion and next steps. Like, what do you do now that you have that renewed freedom and energy in your field to work with? So that's the overall journey I want to take people on. And there's so much I want to cram into it.
Yeah, totally. So if it's at the level of exercises, I think there's a couple of things. I forget who, I think I was sharing with Lisa, is that, you know, so at the end, it's people are feeling expansive and have renewed energy and freedom. So, and it seems like that, you know, all of the steps in the journey that you just shared, they are necessary. But once you go like to the steps within the steps, like, are all of those necessary?
Right.
So like, have you like taken like that overview of like whether all the steps within each step? So like when you're like, okay, when you do a reflection, I think this is your second step of where you're over domesticated, you know, and let's say like you're doing an assessment and then each part of that, you know, on different areas of life. And then maybe for each part of that, they come up with a solution, like, because you could spend, you know, probably a month or two or even more on each of these, you know, and on practicing, maybe there's a week of practicing being, you know, more feral, more wild in one of these areas that they choose. So it really, but it's like, you know, I remember, I think someone was asking on Monday, you know, for each like step that you want to teach, if they could do an exercise for the mind, the body, the spirit, and the soma. And Joanna was like, yeah, if that won't like drive you nuts, you know, so it's like, you can always, you know, do, you can always do like another exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like the first point I would, but it, maybe you're at the point that like, it all seems necessary.
I think part of my struggle is that I originally taught this course to be content based, like to teach people about nature, to teach people how to deepen their relationship with nature. So we did, you know, being able to navigate by the stars, finding symbols in clouds, communicating with trees, like syncing up with the cycles of nature. And so I think I'm having trouble shifting from wanting people to get this actual content, like this nature-based content, but also take them on this transformational journey. And so, yeah, I feel like my mind
hasn't set up yet. I mean, my sense like is that because, you know, I just keep like, you know, it's like, I think that there's something, I mean, this seems so obvious. I'm not like, this isn't like a eureka moment, but, you know, that like, what are you afraid? You need to let go of some of this content, or do your other course, right? But that there's something, it feels like there's like a sense of, you know, like loss or panic that like, what you have in the transformational journey isn't enough with all of the without all of this other content.
Yeah, it's almost like it feels like it's becoming something that I never intended it to be if it's too focused on the transformational journey. Like it loses the heart of what makes this approach unique or something.
When you say this approach, do you mean the reconnecting with nature approach?
Yeah.
So, because it sounds like it's kind of like, you know, that there's like two journeys. You had this one that you started that maybe you wanted to augment, but then it changed into this other thing. And so now it's like, sorry, that's just the timer. That it's like, now it's like just too full. So I feel like either, you know, I guess, which journey do you want? Because it actually sounds, from what you outlined, it sounds like you want to do the rewilding journey and add some of the nature journey content. But what you just said sounds like the nature journey became too much of a transformational journey without enough of the nature stuff.
Yeah, I mean, my focus with this is still to help people really become more aligned with the natural world and aligning their wildness with the wildness of the natural world. That really is still the heart of what I want to offer. And I think that when I started looking at having that be a lasting internal transformation instead of a bunch of information about that process, it became too full. Does that make sense?
Right. So I think, yeah, it totally makes sense. And I think that it's right. So that's like, it's how you like, so you did combine them. But now, yeah, in the combining, it's like bursting.
Yeah. And I already separated the original combination into two courses. And I feel like this first one is still too much.
Great. So is there like, so I'm curious, like, is there something like in nature and in the natural cycles when, you know, like you're separating the wheat from the chaff, or like how nature deals with excess and knowing what's absolutely necessary.
Yeah. Oh, good. You're turning my own stuff back on me. I can totally work with that.
Well, no. So then it's like, okay, what's that process? And then could you apply that to your curriculum? Yeah. Because, right, it's like I see something that's like bursting versus so, and it's really, I think, the question rather than like full.
Yeah.
And like, where do you find that balance?
Yeah.
Or like, oh, how would you know when it is balanced versus over full or like just that, just right?
I know, that's the question.
I know, it totally. So like our, you know, I mean, I'll speak for myself, like the not enoughness or, and also I think like the excitement about, obviously this work is so important to you.
Yeah, I need to deal with my, like just my grief around it, you know, like there's, for me, it's not so much that it's not enough. It's that I just feel personal grief when this amazing practice that I feel like I channeled from spirit for the greater good has to be cut, you know?
Like, totally. Well, that's what I was saying about letting go. And I also, that it's like, just because it's cut here doesn't mean it no longer exists because it's not in this course.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could offer it in other ways.
Yeah.
You could do it as an add-on, as like an individual process with you. It doesn't mean it has to be gone just because it's not in this course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I hear you about wanting to do like all of the things and definitely the grief around that.
Yeah. No, it's helpful. I think I just need the collective guardrails on the course. So, but I appreciate that. I think I actually will take that. How does nature deal with excess? Because it does self-correct. So that'll actually be really helpful for me to bring to the process.
Awesome.
I'll go look at it more. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm so curious. And please post on the Facebook group. I would love to see the details.
Yeah, I will.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, we were supposed to take a break. I lost that, but I do encourage, let's take a break now. I do everything with timers. So I just set a 5-minute timer. And if you haven't taken a break already, my invitation to you is, well, the main invitation is to do what's best for you. And definitely to stretch, to get water, to go to the bathroom. All right, everyone, we have another 25 minute flow starting, and then we will come back here for the last 5 minutes to regroup and leave ourselves breadcrumbs, a paper trail. There must be something more pleasant. So another 25 minute flow, and I'm available for questions.
I just came back in Bali. What did you just say? I could hear your voice.
Oh, I was just saying that we have another 25 minute flow, and then we'll come back for the last 5 minutes to regroup.
Okay, great.
And Rita, I am available. Thank you for your patience. If your question is still relevant, I'm here.
Hi. Well, it's a lot of what you and Juniper were discussing met some of my questions.
Good.
But the business that I have has been one-on-one, and I wanted to do groups. And then I thought I would start with the same program for, and make it more like a mastermind for one-on-one. But I see some clients once a week. So if I did a program for a client, that's where I get so confused, because I'm thinking I want to do a program. I think I just need to send out a program of some type to have people in a group and use the same content that I use for the work that I do with my one-on-ones. And that's too voluminous. The amount of work I do with a client one-on-one, I need to scale it down. So I was listening, different structure that Juniper was saying and different content, but the concept is, how do I take what I can use that I know what my client gets? I already know what they want. I already know what they're getting. I already know what their needs are. And then transfer that information to a program that would go to a group. And then probably what I would love for to happen is to then have people come out of the group wanting to work with me at a mastermind level one-on-one. So I'm already doing something, and I want to convert it to something else. The content, though, is overwhelming.
Yeah, so this is a great question. So I think that it sounds like, so you have a methodology for one-on-one that's working for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that if you want to do a group, then the value, it sounds like that the value of the group is that it's a lower entry point for people, a lower priced entry point for people.
Okay.
And I mean, I wonder if like there's the expectation that you would be able to do everything you're doing in your one-on-one is the group, or even the idea that it needs to look the same or be as full as your mastermind, your one-on-one work. Because maybe—
Can you say that again?
I think, I wonder if there's an assumption that because your one-on-one process or methodology works so well, that your group also needs to include all of those components.
Okay.
Or all of those components in the same way that you're able to delve into them when you do work one-on-one. Right. But of course, like, you know, when I'm working one-on-one, it's like I have a methodology, but I can base it or respond to someone's needs based on where they at where they're at in a group, it's going to be more linear. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, like, do you think that, and I also, like, I guess I'm curious, does it behoove you, like, as the practitioner or your clients, if the one-on-one work and the group work were the same, or in this case, if the group work was exactly the same methodology as the one-on-one?
I could do the methodology, and it's that uncovering with the person what the some of the you know, like the ice cream in the sundae. We don't go to the cherry and the whipped cream. We go to the ice cream, to the metaphorically. We go to how long have you been doing this? What, when did it start? When you remember that you know, that kind of thing. So I could do modules every week where I could leave them enough exercises that they have to do some of the deep dive themselves till the next week. And then I could conceivably do a group process that I do with a client, but it would be a generalized, it would do impactful work, but it's not going to be like it is with a the full complete.
Well, then I wonder if your group program, I mean, I think that if there's like core content, you know, like the, let's say like the ice cream, or mm-hmm. the container, mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, here's the bowl and here's like the three scoops. Mm-hmm. And that's what you base your core content on. Mm-hmm. And then like the, you know, chocolate sauce or caramel or whipped cream or bananas or cherry, all of those things, either you do in like one-on-one support that's provided as one of the aspects of the group, mm-hmm. rather than like your full one-on-one methodology
in a private session.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would
like,
be
you could do like a 6-month group program and add into like your format that you meet with each person once a month or twice during the course of the program. And that's where they can get the more individualized support or application of the concepts that you're teaching in the group.
Would that be an add-on, or that's part of the program? If it's a lesser,
it would be part of the program.
So they'd be getting a session with the program at a lower price point.
Well, I think it depends. I mean, so how are you working with clients now?
Packages.
Okay, so for how long?
8 weeks, and then they usually do it again.
Okay, so 8 weeks, and that's 8 sessions?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how long would you want your group program to be?
No more than 16 weeks. I mean, I would be burned out.
Okay, yeah. So if it's 16 weeks, I think maybe I'm missing you somehow, or I'm missing the question, but I think that, mm-hmm. you know, it's like it really depends on like how deep you can go. Well, it depends on your skills, but also, you know, if like you're just teaching content, or if you also have Q&A time, because you can help someone one-on-one with their question, and that mm-hmm. could be applicable within the group.
Or I could just have a hot seat.
Yeah.
You know, where everybody gets to experience the process and see how it works. And then it would make them excited to want to have that done to themselves.
Right. And you could also be like, okay, like, there's, you know, 16 weeks, depending on how many people you get in, each person is on the hot seat every week, a different person gets mm-hmm. to have a hot seat, mm-hmm. you give them some questions to prepare for it. And so they know that like, at some point, they'll be in the hot seat. Mm-hmm. But I think like, right, there's different ways to bring in the individual attention within the group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like the larger question here is, if you're attached to this 8-week process, I don't think that you do one-on-one. I don't think you can bring that into a 16-week group, right? Or like, I guess maybe the question is, how do you need to change it to adapt to a group process?
Yeah. I mean, if I built the content up that everybody was doing their own digging to find their pain point, and then I did the group work that we did the process, the methodology, that week would be the week that they had the process. And then the next week we could do uncovering more issues and more issues the second week, the next week, the third, whatever, fourth week. And then that would be time for integration and processing. And then another big group thing that I do, because what I do can be done in a group. So everybody would have this, the impact.
That's awesome. So
yeah. So I don't know that they, I need a, but I hear you. I that helps me give like another lens. I don't know that a one-on-one person being on a taken out of the group and do the work would, I can do it to everybody. It's like they would get, yeah.
For sure. And Joanna,
it's the
like
content piece to, that I'm stuck with.
Right. So, but it sounds like what you, a solution that you just came up with is that, you know, you give them specific homework to prepare for like then what happens with the group. So maybe that takes out some of the content out of the group, you know, and then otherwise, like you either extend the group or reduce the content. Right, like at a basic level.
Reduce the content. I think that what I do is when I was hearing so many fabulous questions and your answers keep that synthesizing for me. I just have too much content. Because too many years of what I've been doing. And it's like, I got to do the Cinderella thing and shove their foot into it. And I don't have to. It's crazy. Less is more. I mean, they don't even get what I'm saying. They can't hold it in a session. And I've even known now how to do the widget with it. But when you go to write a program, it's like, oh my God, I could do this for 5 years.
Totally. And I think it's, you know, we get so excited and it's like certain people who are like always like learning and developing. And I think that one of the places where I get stuck is that I'm like too much with like where I am now. And I forget like where I was like 15 or 20 years ago.
Right, right.
And like, because that depends on, that's why we start with like, okay, who's your ideal client and what's their starting point? Because that'll help you to kind of maybe like target or be more discerning with the content. But it's for sure a theme. Like we forget where we started or where we were at different points in the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The point in the journey. I know my client, it's the point in the journey for me,
right?
Not them, for me. So that's a good reframe.
Awesome.
I like it. It's like, I don't want to dumb it down, but they're not going to start out the gate. They've already done a lot of different things and now they want one more tool.
Right. Right. Awesome. So then you can focus on what's necessary for them to learn and practice and be confident with that tool.
Exactly. Yes. I have so many notes. They're new tools. Well, they're going to be new tools when they hear it from me. So.
All right, do you feel like you know your next step?
A little
or like
bit.
The next thing that you could work on?
If I like, know
do you,
that.
Do you feel complete for now or do you have another question just because I see another hand raised?
No, go. I can think it through a little bit more too also and listen to what other people say because that brings up more information for me.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I keep hearing, you know, that it's like, maybe it's just what stood out to me, you know, that it's like for each, from what Joanna was teaching on Monday, like what's necessary, you know, for them to get, you know, within each step to get to where you want them to go. And overall, are all the steps, you know, for them to get to the final point in this particular journey.
Yes. Absolutely. I love it. I just have to do 1/32nd of the information.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, Gaia, thank you.
I'm super nervous right now. Okay, so this is what I would like. It's the title. I've written a lot of the content a bit, but it's the I want to find the title or the thing that when you see it, when you read it, you say, I want this. This is for me. So I came up with something. It's just a rough draft, and I wanted to just say it to you and see what you think.
Okay. Okay. I will say, like, I'm not amazing at titles. So I'll just say from the beginning, you might want to also, you know, depending on whatever we work out now, that I would encourage you to post it in the Facebook group, because, you know, then you'll also see what resonates for different people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's very rough. It's very, you know, because the title is kind of short, and then you see it, you go, oh, this is really interesting. I want to check this out, kind of thing. So I'm calling it the deep work, right? So it says, the deep work is a journey that brings you back home to yourself through the expression of the sacredness of your feelings and emotions. Become alive, free, feel alive, feel safe, and free in your body.
Okay. What's your question?
So how does that sound?
So what you shared after the deep work is way too long to be a subtitle. Because you got to think, like, you know, when you put it out, so it's like, I kind of think of it, I'm going to put it in, like, in the chat, just so we're both looking at, but it's like, let's say you're like, okay, the deep work. That's your title.
Right.
And then after the colon would be the subtitle. And
right.
So you need something that's more descriptive.
Right.
Than so the deep work that explains what deep work is. So maybe it's like, you know, a journey from X to Y. Or, you know, a journey to, or a process of moving from stuckness to liberation, or you know, a journey of connecting to the sacredness of who you really are, like that. So you could take what you had in the second part that you wrote, like, I think you have good information there, you just need to distill it into a subtitle.
Right Yeah, I like the word journey, because then, you know, you're being taken on a journey, you know. And then I really want to use the word emotional release, because that has come up several times, many times. And people have said, wow, you know, like just recently somebody said, oh my God, when you said the word emotional release, I realized that that's what I need. And I've seen it so many times. So I really feel like I want to say that in there. But,
So it's emotional release, like that's the result, or that's part of your process?
It's part of the process, yeah. So it would say, and that in the emotional release work, I have here, there's an aliveness and a sense of safety and freedom in your body. And I was saying, you know, it's an expression of the I said here, through the expression of the sacredness of your feelings and emotions. But I hear what you're saying. You need something that is just more lightning bolt, like maybe just one more strong sentence, right?
Right. And I mean, the thing is, like, you're just, yeah, like what Juniper is saying, you know, is that like, you don't, the title doesn't need to include anything, everything, right? It cannot, right? Because it's no. just the title. So the purpose of it is to get people to read more.
Right.
So and, it's like, yeah. so, you know, like, yeah, sorry, I'm just looking at what Juniper is saying, you know, like a 12-week journey, you know, I would do something more all-encompassing, like, you know, a journey toward emotional release, I don't think is appealing to, like, what's the final thing?
Right, I would say that, oh, you think that should be in the title, the final thing?
No.
Yes, but you will read about that for sure. Yeah.
Right. So that's the thing. It's to discern what belongs in the title and what belongs in the descriptions.
Yes.
What's going to be compelling to get people to read about the process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so this is good because it just means I just have to work on it a little bit more and tweak it, but I think I'm close.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you have the information in the longer thing that you shared.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could edit that. And you seem clear that you like the the deep work. Mm-hmm. And then you have a colon, and then you explain. You have a subtitle that clarifies what the deep work is.
Right.
You right. know, it's like we want, it's like I love alliteration and things like that, but it's more important that the title is clear than mm-hmm. cute.
Right.
So, and like, and you want it to be compelling so people are interested to read more and then they can get into the details.
Indeed.
And check out what Juniper said in the chat, which I think is super helpful. Thank you for that. And then also you can share with us in the Facebook group.
Very good. That's nice, Juniper. Thank you. What's the heart of your transformation? In 4 words, oh my goodness. What's the heart of your transformation in 4 words? Whoa. All right. Well, I'm definitely way off, but all right. Thank you so much.
You have a starting point and you don't need to lose anything of what you shared.
Yeah.
You can always use it later.
Later on. Exactly. This is very, very helpful. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness.
I like that. A journey to 4 more words. Awesome. Thanks, Gaia. All right, we probably have time for another question before wrapping up. If you are interested or have been. Hey, April.
Hi. I'm sorry I'm getting in late. I had a discussion with Caitlin who checked in, and that was actually really helpful. And I'm expanding some of the ideas we spoke last time, Imbal, when you just to reiterate, the thing that I'm now having a little more clarity about, because I think I'm like a tipping point person in my process, is like everything has to like come and then go. So I'm now realizing that, because I was having trouble on format with my idea of like art as an activation experience.
Yeah.
And this idea of the goddess within. I'm thinking now that this 2-day retreat is really something that brought me to the curriculum lab in the first place. And so I'm realizing that it's an activation moment. So there's this 2-day retreat, and then I think it's gonna eventually evolve into some sort of implementation program. Because I don't want people just to have a retreat experience. I want to eventually have some sort of help with them implementing this idea of first recognizing and activating that goddess within. And I'm still trying to find language around goddess, like for me, and defining it for myself. I think it has something to do with empowerment and recognizing your full expression. And I'm realizing that the people who are really involved are those who might be drawn to it, are those knowing that there's something deep inside that wants to be fully expressed. And maybe it's something that they've put on a shelf because they've focused on other people or other things, and they're wanting to find that again. And so I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, now that I've realized, okay, I really do want to, I found my format, I found my vehicle, I'm going to focus on this 2-day retreat. And so is my next step to sort of imagine, okay, they're starting at one place and now they're going to get to this other place by the second day. And then sort of fill out the steps and flesh that out.
Yes. So, I mean, if you're focusing, if like, you know, your vehicle or your format, you know, is going back to this activation retreat, then you would look at the starting point as like, you know, where's the person who's arriving and where would you like them to end? Mm-hmm. And then look at the steps within that weekend or that 2-day format to get them to where you'd like to be.
Okay.
To where you'd like them to be. And so I would look at if you've done the brainstorm for the week, it might not be a weekend, but for the 2-day event, if you've done the brainstorm, and then the next step would be to put it into like the general steps. And that's like one draft. And then you would go and look at like the steps within the steps.
Okay, because I do have like a basic outline of how things unfold. But now I guess my next layer is to go into all the details that go in. I think you had even said like, okay, how do you get someone over or feeling up to doing something like a block print or having them, you know, get comfortable with the tools and understand that, you know, like sometimes things don't turn out the way you want them to, all those different elements maybe that go into, you know, working with.
Yeah. And thinking like, especially since you're doing something tangible about like outer skills you might need to teach, and then the inner things that will be, you know, like that might come up as part of the process. And then see how you want to lay those out over the course of a couple of days in the order of them.
Okay, that's helpful. I think I was just getting sort of like, oh, wait, because I had started on some other larger thing. And then I was like, wait,
totally.
Now it's just really this. And this might be more doable and accessible for me at this moment.
Which is great. Because then you could also, see, just like kind of like what might be left over, that because if it's an activation retreat, it could also then then activate people into like another program, like a continuing, a living into this goddess print.
That's the idea. Exactly.
And the integration and application and sustainability of that transformation.
Right.
So it doesn't mean that's not all going to happen like in the weekend. The weekend could be the breakthrough.
Exactly. Because it was for me. I had led myself through this whole thing with my friend who's an art therapist. And then it was this wild experience of like finally seeing myself, you know, like as
someone
powerful, you know. Yeah. And I think it could really help other people too. And so I guess just trying to tap in, I have to feel into that memory, maybe my own muscle memory of it, and use that as the languaging.
That could be awesome. Cause I mean, you're your ideal client is some version of you, like some past version.
Right.
So yeah, connecting to that will help you with like some of the language. So I'm happy to like wrap up, but I want to wrap up with the group.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Well done, everyone, especially like those of you who have been here for like the whole time. So my suggestion to you is, as we've done like the last few times, to leave yourself a very clear mark of where, what your next step is. And, you know, in your post-its, in your pile of papers, in your Trello board, in your outline, where is the next, like, the next time you work on this, where are you going back to? Where would you be starting from? I think it's like, there's so much energy and focus lost when we're going, when we're switching context. So making that shift easier for yourself. And then the other thing is getting clear on when is the next time you would like to work on this material. If you're continuing now, take a break. If you're going back to it later today or next week. And we are complete for now. Thank you to everyone. We have one more Get It Done day left. And that will be on the 7th of December. But I'll see you in class before then. Yes, Gaia.
Is this recording available?
Yes, it should be in your member center.
Okay, great.
April, are you good?
Yeah, sorry, I just left my mic on.
Oh, okay. No. Just because I ended kind of abruptly. Okay, good.
Yes, thank you. I just was asking if there was other, so we have that one more Get It Done session and then one more training session with Joanna.
Yeah, let me see. Right, so we had our call on Monday. Then yesterday there was a recording. No, there's actually two more live calls. I can put it in the chat, but I will put it in the chat, but it's formatted more clearly in the, oh gosh, that's terrible. But basically there's two more classes, the 5th and the 12th. But you got a pre-recorded yesterday. You'll get another pre-recorded on the 9th. So two more teaching classes, one more Get It Done day.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks You're so much.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Is the class over, Inbal?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I thought I said that we're complete.
Yeah, you kind of did, but I just was verifying. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Thank you.